Well, the new SAT is making its debut this weekend. The planned changes to the test, including some that are pretty major, were announced back in 2014, and now they are here. Cindy Schmeiser joins us. She's chief of assessment at the College Board. Cindy, what's the biggest change students will notice when they sit down for the test this weekend?
Well, I think what they're going to see is that we have redesigned the SAT to focus on the few things that research evidence tells us matters most for college and career readiness. And I think when kids sit down to take the test, they're going to say, hey, this is what I've been learning in class. So the questions on the redesigned SAT are going to be much more familiar to kids and reflect just exactly what they're learning in class.
You mean that it's more tied to the Common Core or the things that they're learning now? Or what do you mean by that?
Well, we use the evidence to identify what's really important for college readiness and ultimately success in college. So we're really focusing on, for instance, the math that matters most. That would be data analysis, algebra, and some higher level concepts that are kind of fundamental to higher level math courses that kids might take. In the reading section, we're focused on not only what kids understand in a passage, but the evidence that led them to pick a particular answer. And we've gotten rid of those dratted SAT words. So instead of asking kids to come up with a definition of a question, instead they're going to be asked, what's the meaning of that word as it's used in context? You know, all these skills are skills you and I use every day in our careers. Certainly kids will be asked to use these in college, and they are the skills that they're learning today in class.
Another big change is that there is not going to be a mandatory writing portion. So the test is going to be at a 1600 once again, instead of 2400. The writing portion will be optional. Why is that?
Well, you know, we spent over 2 years on listening tours, listening to K-12 needs and higher ed. And what we heard from higher ed is some higher ed colleges wanted to use the essay in their admissions and placement decisions. Others did not. So we felt the best option to meet their needs was, in fact, to make it optional and to allow higher ed institutions to make decisions whether to require it or not.
Another change this time is that the College Board announced this week that tutors are not going to be allowed to take the exam, at least not this first time around. That's an age-old practice that the College Board has long allowed. Why ban it now?
Well, it has been something that we have not really regulated before, and I think we've got to think through. We're always enhancing our test security measures to ensure the integrity of the test. And when we closed registration for this March test, we showed an unusually high number of individuals meeting criteria that are really associated with a higher risk. So we took steps to protect the security of the exam and to allow the best testing experience for the kids who are taking it for the purposes it's intended. That's applying to college and scholarships. And we asked the registrants that we thought were a higher security risk to take a test in May that will be released. So we're not banning them from the test. We're just asking them to take it on a test date where we will be releasing the exams.
What do you mean a higher security risk?
Again, unfortunately, there are folks who take the test who might use the information to disseminate it for some kids to get, frankly, an unfair advantage over the others.
What do you say to people who don't like the idea of standardized testing as a way to get into college, period? That it benefits some students whose brains are wired in a certain way and other people just don't do as well on standardized tests, even if they may have just as much to bring to the college experience and to the future of the world thereafter.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons with the redesigned SAT that we're trying to flood the market, if you will, with good explanations and help familiarize all kids with the test, the format, what to expect when they walk into the test room.
But do you think that that standardized tests are the best way to measure somebody for college?
Well, I do. And the reason is because it does provide a comparable and common way for all kids to show what they've learned in school. And otherwise, subjective opinion not exactly fair, and other factors that actually are not comparable come into play. And again, I fear that we'll go back to rewarding those who frankly can afford high-priced test preparation or high-priced college counseling, and to the disadvantage of those who cannot.
Cindy Schmeiser, Chief of Assessment at the College Board, thank you.
Thank you very much.